Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another episode of Bengals and Brews podcast, ladies and gentlemen. How are we doing, boys? How are we doing? Round of applause. We
got hey.
We got stitches on a hand. Jesus, Lord.
I'm just giving a thumbs up the whole episode with my right hand.
Yeah, 3 seconds. Yeah. And he's like, I'm okay.
He's got Dale got in a fight with Edward Scissor Hands last night.
Not good, not good, not good. But we got to start this off.
I'm not a home improvement guy, okay? I just want to say.
We got to start this off right. We got to let the people know right now what the Orange Arrow is actually drinking right now.
Oh, I wanted to go first.
Oh, let's go ahead and talk about it.
No, we're not going to
address that. Because if y'all don't know, Brimminghorn Meadery, we've got a pretty good deal with them going on right now. I am drinking Wolf Woods is what I've got. I just popped it open. So 15% off gets you two or more bottles of Brimminghorn Meadery. You just go to their website, brimminghornmeadery.com, and you basically go in, get everything you want, put Bengal Brew at the end, and it gets you 15% off. It's delicious. Delicious mead for some delicious people, right?
Look at that. Look at that. That's some goddamn good meat if I've ever seen it. Dale, we got to get you on it. I know I've tried it. I've tried a bottle after bottle.
I'm waiting on him to send me a bottle.
It was so cheap. I love
Thumbs
it. I absolutely love it. But look, guys, we have a great guest coming on shortly. He's having a little bit of issues logging on right now, guys. So are you guys excited for this episode we're about to have? We got a big dog coming this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm already here. But big dog.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. Well, all right. Then we just had that guy coming on.
Yeah.
That one guy, you know.
The second funniest guy. My third. Travis, you're really funny, too.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, well, I mean, this guy, you know.
And then I sit outside so we could have the third or fourth funniest guy on.
I have to make a vote right now that if we hear one cricket chirp in this episode,
you're moving inside.
You take that phone and you lock the door and you never open it again.
Hey, I think I took care of it. So we'll just have to wait and see. But
what do you mean you took care of it?
Hey, I took care of it. All right, don't worry about it.
This man's
don't worry
been out about here it. Hunting crickets.
Forget about it. Forget about it.
This guy's been outside, like, I hear you going, and all the videos.
Hey, somebody said, hi, Mama Dell. I will say, my sister played that clip that I clipped up from the Willie Lutz episode. Mom was mad all over again about the F words, because, like I said, she's kind of in and out of it. But she's mad all over again about the F words. I was like, but everyone was giving you shout outs, Mom.
That was 100% all you, Dale. I don't understand why you had to go barking up the tree, you know? That was crazy.
Well, my sister had called me, like, right before the episode and just told me that. So then whenever Willie was like, he said shit. And he's like, can I cuss? Oh, yeah, I can cuss. I was like.
Yeah, but prior to that, Dale was saying crazy stuff about porn, like, 3 minutes into it. And I was like, I think we're good with saying shit.
I mean, chat may just break into our group chat that we have. Bengals and eggplants, man.
Don't let that come here. There's eggplants more in that bitch. There's way too many eggplants.
Shout out to Jess. Shout out to Crib Keeper. Shout out to everybody in the chat right now.
Yeah, Cynthia James.
Joining in. Share this with everybody, man. It's going to be a great show. Gary Owen will be on here in a minute.
Yeah, he said that he's trying to get logged in. I mean, we didn't know if he was joking or not, but like he said that he had an AOL email account, so I just thought it was a joke, and I started joking back, and Travis is like, I swear to God, if you just rent our chance to get Gary Owen, you stupid son of a bitch.
Dude, we got the message. So before he comes on, this is one of Dale's prime dudes that he wants on the podcast. And with the messages to this guy, when Dale messages this man.
What up, Mr. Goodberry?
I almost lost my mind. And so I was like, dude, if you ruined the chance for Gary Owen to be on because you wanted to quote him for an email account, really? I was like, this guy's insane. I was like, Dale.
I'm still waiting to find out if it's a joke. He's in the back. He's getting set up right now.
Give it a second, Dale. Don't let him come in just quite yet.
But this man is limping around in the background.
He's trying to get it ready, Dale. Hey, I feel his pain. Calm down, Dale. We're trying to get a nice, proper introduction for this gentleman. My golly, Dale.
I'm excited. Gosh. He's my dream guest, man. I was like, if we could ever get Gary Owen on, I'd be so happy.
I got you, Dale. So Dale gets excited, and he makes fun of him for his email. And I go, Dale, I swear to God, if you ruin the chances of Gary Owen getting on this podcast, so help me Jesus. And he goes, I thought it was fake. And I go, who do you think he is? Do you think he's the person that's just going to send fake emails galore? No, he's a man of proper etiquette, and he will give you the right email to talk some goddamn Cincinnati Bengals. But without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, this man is an actor, a stand-up comedian, and he is quoted as the funniest serviceman in America. All right? This man has made all three of us bust guts, and I know he's made you bust a gut too, and the best part about it, he's a diehard Bengals fan. Ladies and gentlemen, Gary freaking Owen. Cue him in, Dale. That's when you
Oh, I didn't know. I was cueing him in. I have one hand, you jerk. And I'm trying to clap with my one hand.
What's up, guys?
What's going on, Gary?
It's ruined. Sorry, I was supposed to log in earlier, but the guy that handles all my social media, it kept giving the 6-digit code to his phone number. I couldn't reach him. I said, bro, I need to call me for this interview. That's so funny. My fault about being a little late.
Oh, you're good.
You're good.
We were able to mess around a little bit. How's the post-surgery treating you? How are you doing?
This is a weekend. I don't know if any of you guys ever had ACL or MCL surgery. Yeah. I have a new conversation.
First time stitches last night, Gary.
Yeah. No. It's a weekend, so I can see how you make so much progress the first week. I can see why athletes would probably be like, I could be back by the beginning of the season, but it's no joke. It's no joke. But see, I'm a diehard fan. If my quarterback goes through something, I go through it with him.
Hey, that's wonderful, wonderful.
That's a man right there. That's a guy right here. That's
yes.
I've ever seen it. Look at that.
I love it. Hey, we going to show up on our shirts right now?
Self-advertisement.
Yeah, right?
But yeah, hey, shout out them and Ace and the guys with those fire shirts that they got going on over there. Those things are awesome.
But let's get it out of the way. Let's put it to rest. Was that AOL? Is that your real email account?
Yeah, that's my real email.
Gosh, damn it, Travis, you were right.
You think that was fake, Dale?
Same email since 98. I just never changed it.
I didn't think anyone still had one. Exactly. And I'm like, I'm trying to roast you on there. Like, how the hell are you going to have one of those, Gary? And I'm like, we're busting balls already. And Travis is like, I think that's a real account, you idiot.
That's real. Everybody says, I think me, Quentin Tarantino, and there's somebody else. Everybody says we're the last three with AOLs.
I was going to say, what are you going to do when AOL goes out like Internet Explorer did?
I don't know. They've been riding. I mean, there's still people on MySpace. Not a lot, but they're still there.
Is there really?
Dude, I gave you
there's a few hanging on.
MySpace password and login like in 2009. I was like, you guys can have it. Free roam.
Tom's still on there? Is Tom still on there? Wasn't that the guy's name? Tom?
He's the last one.
Still everybody's friend too, probably, if you don't know that.
What's that?
I said he's probably everybody's friends too, if you still don't know that.
Oh, without question. They sold that for some enormous amount, though. I think Timberlake bought it at one point, didn't he?
What?
Oh, wow.
Somebody
I
did.
Thought they were making
a while back, but
they're
I
trying to make it like a musical platform for artists to put the music out there.
Oh, really? Oh.
So our girl Jess here, she has tore her ACL and MCL meniscus when she was 18.
Well, yeah. this is my third ACL, same knee, but the first two was like over 20 years ago. So I was good.
Oh,
I was. It's kind of embarrassing how I tore it. I was shooting a movie back in October. It's called Back on the Strip. It's got me, Wesley Snipes, Kevin Hart, Tiffany Haddish, JB Smooth, Faison. It's a good cast. But we're playing ex-strippers, and we're getting the band back together. And like 25 years later, and then I think
ex-strippers?
I got
strippers,
ex-strippers. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, nice. This
is great. is this Magic Mike, but after retirement?
Well, the premise is 25 years ago, the Chippendales ran the Vegas Strip, and we were the chocolate chips. We were off the strip. We were the black strippers, but nobody knew I was white because I do a spray tan. I got one of those wrestling masks on, so I just would dance, and then they find me 25 years later. I'm a real surgeon, and they're like, "You're white?" And I go, "Yeah, come on, I just spray tanned everything." And
so your own friends didn't know?
What's that?
Like your own, the other strippers, didn't know?
They never knew.
I love it.
The premise of the movie is we're getting a band back together, but Wesley's like the Magic Mike of us. He's the godfather. And they brought me on, and when I auditioned, I never took off my mask, and I could dance. And they was like, all right, you're in. So I was in medical school, so I'd always show up on my motorcycle, and I was in scrubs. And that's how I stripped. I just took off my scrubs but left the mask on. And so they never – and when I got done, I was like, out, get back on my motorcycle and leave. So nobody ever really knew me. It was like he just
– Oh, okay. Like now, what's a movie called? Because, I mean, for everybody wanting to see Gary O naked.
Oh, all right. It's called Back on the Strip. So
Back on the Strip. All right.
I think they're talking about an October release. I think October.
So for Halloween, that's the treat. Not right? The trip. It's Gary O naked.
Yeah, you know, Gary, out of all the comedy and everything I've seen you in, I definitely wouldn't – I think that might fit you like a glove most that I've seen. Is that the one guy that nobody knew was white, and he's just like, I've been white this whole time.
I know, right?
Oh, I love it.
What part of Cincinnati are you guys all from?
None of us are from Cincinnati is the funniest part. Oh, for real? Yeah, I'm 2 hours.
That's the best part.
I'm 2 hours southeast in Portsmouth, Ohio.
Okay. What did I just see about Portsmouth?
Probably drugs. Probably Oxycontin.
It was like something like interrogation.
Bill Mills.
On A&E or something. It was in Portsmouth, though.
It's nothing good. We had the Portsmouth Spartans that are now the Detroit Lions back in like 1930, yep. You know? So. Hey,
yep. Shout out Portsmouth Spartans there.
Shout out Portsmouth Spartans.
That was before me.
I'm an hour away from Toledo.
Like Michigan or Ohio?
Yeah, side? No, down towards towards Ohio.
What are you like, Wapakoneta?
No, I'm in Fremont Clyde. It's 30 minutes from Cedar Point. Nobody knows where it's at.
Okay.
So
yeah, I'm not familiar. Yeah.
I'm like three and a half hours away from the stadium, so it's a long trip.
I'm the closest, and I'm like 45 minute drive.
Were you Lawrenceburg or something?
I'm 45 minutes east, like.
Say where you're from, Derek.
We're not saying where I'm from. We're not
Lake Winoka, a gated community. Oh, yeah. Isn't that what you told Clark Harris?
Yeah. I live in Lake Winoka. Mm. We're not saying where I'm originally from because that's a whole joke in and of itself.
Hmm. So how'd you guys all come together for this podcast and being from all different parts of the Midwest?
Well, first, Derek and I met this year. We had season tickets. First year getting season tickets for both of us. We sat in section 158. Had never met. We both go to the games with our wives, and like they became best friends. We started riding with them. Saves me about an hour trip. You know, I can start drinking about an hour while Derek's still driving to the stadium. So that's positive. And then Travis, we just met through this podcast. We had Clark Harris on. We were having him on. We were actually originally having Travis on because he has a comedy podcast. And he come on with the Clark Harris episode. And we were just like, all right, you're in. We're going we're gonna keep you.
Yeah, I was trying to promote my other podcast called Boogered Up. And I was like, yo, I'm a big Bengals fan. Why don't I join on this Bengals podcast? It's just like Boogered Up, you know, but it's Bengals. Yeah. because I wanted to have my own idea for that as well. And I was like, why not just try and join in these guys? We had a, I ended up joining in, end up, I'm like, okay, it's my interview. Awesome. We're going to talk about my podcast. And they're like, oh, Clark Harris is going to be on it. And I was like, this ain't about me at all. I'm just here now. Let's have a good time.
And we actually got a hold of Travis like a day or two before. And we're like, all right, man, we're going to need to run questions. Each of us is going to have questions. Now you're a co-host.
As if I already was a part of the podcast. And I was like, all right, fuck it. I'm not a part. I'm not getting interviewed, you know, any of that nature. Like
Clark came on with the whole bottle and was like, because we were like, oh, maybe he'll give us a half an hour. Clark comes up and with the whole bottle and he's like, 4 hours later, we're all shit-faced. So Travis is part of the crew.
Oh, it was great. 4 hours later, I was like, okay, guys, we should probably end this now. This has been 4 hours of fun.
It's a good time to be Bengals fans. I know that.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, certainly. So you were born or raised in Cincy?
Born and raised. Okay. Yeah, I was born at Christ Hospital in Cincinnati. And then we lived all over the city. My mom was kind of freelancing there, whoever she was dating. And then we'd move. So I think I was in 7 school districts in 12 years, but I ended up in Oxford, Ohio, where Talawanda is. That's where I ended up.
That shit's made up. What the hell did you just say? Talawanda?
Yeah, that's Talawanda. What I was like. Who are you telling what? Yeah.
You said you couldn't hear my spot. I said Fremont and Clyde. He said Talawanda.
Yeah, it's where Miami of Ohio is. That's where, Big
Yeah, Bay. When you said Oxford, yeah, I was like Miami, Ohio, but I ain't never heard of no Talawanda. You
know? Yeah, that's the high school.
Yeah, Gary, I believed your email, but I don't know about that place you just
I don't think we've had anybody come out of there like famous or anything.
Well, they have now.
Well, they have, yeah. Mm-hmm. Me. I don't think so. No, nobody went pro in anything. I think we had an Olympic alternate diver at one point.
Hell yeah.
Oh wow.
Do you guys have anybody? Derek and Dale?
Dude, my school's so small we didn't even have a football team. I mean, we had like baseball, soccer, and track and
field.
Look
at me out here. Look at me. Big guy. Big guy. I got Mark Coleman over here in Clyde, and I got Charles Woodson in Fremont.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Actually, is anybody familiar with Cowboy Copas? Has anybody ever heard
of him? What? Who the fuck?
He was a country music
was he a stripper
way back
too?
In the day.
God, I'm telling you, the there's a lot of shit that's been said in the 16 minutes that nobody knows if it's true or not true, okay?
I was going to say, that's the only thing we're famous for, and hell, nobody even fucking knows this guy. But
I absolutely love that. So, Gary, you just had surgery and shit. You got the Super Bowl jersey on in that photo that we saw. Were you able to make the trip over to the Super Bowl by chance?
Oh, yeah. I was row one. I was row the bad one. Part. Oh. In the corner of the end zone where Cooper Kupp caught the winning score.
Oh, first one to cry then.
See, I was about to run the graphic of the subtle flex that you were row one, and then you said, right where you got the touchdown. I'm like, nope, that's not a flex.
It was like the worst. It was the best and the worst seats, you know? Mm-hmm. It worked out. Everybody knew I wanted to go, and so I've been invited to other Super Bowls, but I always turned them down. I said, I'm not going to go unless the Bengals go, and because I was too young when they went in Super Bowl 23 and 16, and then this one came about, and I was like, all right. And so the Rams were playing the Niners after we just beat the Chiefs, and I was FaceTiming. I feel like I'm name dropping, but I was Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle and all them. They FaceTime. They have a suite at SoFi. So what I found out was the suite owners, the NFL buys all the suites, but they offer the suite owners good tickets to buy at cost if you want to go. Right. So Dwayne, I'm on this uproar. We're going to the Super Bowl, and he told me he wasn't going to be able to make the Super Bowl. He goes, he had 8 tickets. And he goes, do you want them? I mean, to buy them? And I said, yeah. He goes, how many? I said, oh, 8. I didn't realize how much they were a piece.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. I had to wire him the money immediately the next day because he was like, I got offers. And then I ended up selling 4 of them. And I made my money back off the 4.
I was going to say, did you make money at least?
Yeah. So I ended up making money, perfect. Got to go to the game. It was great except for the loss. But that SoFi Stadium's, it's a piece of art. I've never seen a football stadium like that. If you guys get a chance to go, it's worth it.
Well, I wasn't going to that one. Teacher salary. I was not wiring Dwayne Wade money to sit in row one.
Yeah, delivering bills, delivering mail does not help with the Super Bowl fund. That's for sure. I got enough to get like five TVs to watch the Super Bowl in five different ways.
Yeah. But you know what's it's crazy because when you watch it live, you miss a lot.
Yeah.
You miss so much that you guys are getting to see on TV because I was like, I don't remember that. And we didn't know what was wrong with Odell Beckham. We had no idea.
Yeah. Really? Yeah, I remember.
And you're kind of watching the replay, but I'm like, it's like fourth quarter, I realized, oh, he never came back. Because you're not listening to the announcers.
You're in the moment too. Like plus like that halftime show, like I'm ready for that. You know?
Right. So it was just like I didn't even realize it till the fourth quarter, and I was like, oh my God, he tore his ACL. I didn't even realize it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember
did you guys know McPherson came out of halftime to watch the show during
halftime? Clark, we even asked Clark about it. I told him, I said, I'm not going to ask Clark about it because it's a sore subject. And then we're 3 hours in. I'm like, fuck it. We're best friends now. Hey, Clark. And I asked him. He answered. He just said, yeah, he'd do some things different. But he's like, he'd still watch the halftime show. He just would have went in first.
I mean, listen, if he made his kicks, I mean, he's got one job. Right. I mean, what's he getting out of a halftime pregame speech or halftime speech?
I think even maybe it was Jay Morrison that spoke with him about it, and he basically said that same thing. He said, you know what, there's nothing really for me to do at halftime in the locker room. So
all they ever do is they go in and they use the bathroom and they come back out and warm up.
Well, that's the thing. If there's no halftime show, he's just sitting on the bench. Nobody's making a big fuss. He sat where he was supposed to sit. It just happened that 50 Cent, Dre, and Snoop, and Mary J. and Kendrick was there performing.
Beautiful halftime show.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
It was good on TV?
Yeah, it was really good.
It was a good one.
I was about to say, what did you think of the Rock's presentation?
Oh, well, I saw
that was weird.
Where he said he was coming out, but I was more like, what outfit – What was he representing with the colors? Usually you're going to represent a team. He had like this maroon outfit on. I go, what's he going with? That's nobody's colors.
I thought it was like a Commanders thing or something at first. I was like, you look like he's supporting like a kind of Commander kind of deal. I was like, what is he?
You're doing? Like thinking, are they bringing in Maroon 5 at the halftime show too? I'm like what's
going on here, Rock?
And that thing fit like a damn glove that shrunk in the dryer. I tell you what,
you're getting all that stuff custom made perfect to make everything pop where it's supposed to pop.
Yeah.
When you got those muscles like me and him, you know, we really do show.
Yeah.
I think my favorite part of that was the jokes of us like, all right, we're picking up the Rock for the line. Fuck it. We got to get somebody up there.
Like, the players didn't know is what they've said. Like, all of a sudden, there's Rocks on the field with a microphone. They're ready for kickoff. They're all amped up. What the fuck's the Rock doing out here?
Hey, you guys, you guys think we should sign Jesse Bates? Or?
Oh, we want to have
Definitely.
He's ready.
Actually, if you guys want to get into that real quick, before we talk about Jesse Bates, let's talk about the Steelers signing Larry O.
Shut the hell up, Derek. Gary just said Gary is famous. You are not. Gary said we're talking Jesse Bates. We're talking Jesse Bates.
All right, let's talk Jesse Bates first. Then.
We'll go back.
All right, Gary, what do you think? We should sign him? You think he'll show up off the franchise tag? How do you think that's going to work?
Yeah, see, listen. After going through this surgery and realizing how your life can change so fast, you gotta go for the money, man.
You ever have just a life lesson just so recent that you got hit in the heart and you're like, listen, man, I'm going out right now.
Get all the money you can.
Secure the bag.
Too many people do that. It's like sports is the only place that we know what people are making. And it's crazy because we start judging people off their contracts and expecting to perform a certain way because they have a certain amount of money. And I'm going, God, do you know what those football players put their bodies through for our entertainment?
Right.
For our entertainment. You know what I mean? I mean, they earn every dime. I mean, have you seen Earl Campbell? How he's walking now? And I just saw an interview with Andrew Whitworth on the Pivot podcast. And all those guys on there now are retired. Fred Taylor and Ryan Clark and Channing Crowder. And they're in the back of their brain, they're all thinking about the CTE stuff.
They're all so good. That's such a good podcast. Yeah.
Such a good podcast. And they asked Witt about it, and they said, are you okay? Like, and you would think they were talking about his body, but they were talking about his mind. He goes, you know, so far, so good. no, you know, I don't have any symptoms or anything, but I think they know that's the sacrifice. You kind of give up years of your life to live that dream for the years that in your prime, basically.
Well, I didn't even, truth be told, I had no idea what CTE truly was until like very recently before this episode. But I'm a fan of Flagrant with Andrew Schultz, and they had Michael Irving on, and he was mentioning CTE and such, and then he made a CTE joke, and I'm like, oh, is that what CTE is? That you just don't remember, and like you just like get that poof gone out of your head, like half of your memory is gone, and so.
You seen the Will Smith movie where he played the doctor?
That was a very good movie. It's all based off of the CTE. Or it wasn't CTE at the time, was it? It was.
They didn't know what it was, but it was Mike Webster, the old Steelers center, went. He just kind of went nuts. Nobody could figure out why, and then they figure out his brain was just like mush once he did the autopsy.
And since then, it's been like Junior Seau, like a bunch of people,
you know,
things that have happened.
And it was even going even into the wrestling. It was Chris Benoit.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring that one up because that was bad.
Yeah.
If you're going to conversate about it, you got to conversate about the whole thing. You can't pitter patter around.
Well, it's like that's why I say these guys earn all their money. So and when Joe Burrow says, "Yeah, we need him," then I just think then you get him.
Yeah, you should have signed him that day.
Yeah, that Vegas trip. How do you think that Vegas trip is going to go, Gary?
But I don't know. Joe's so low-key. He's probably hitting clubs that aren't on the radar. He's going through a different door.
I'll put it that way. Five clubs. He's going down. He's going at the door that's in the floor, and everybody doesn't see it.
You don't even know he's there.
Right.
You don't even know he's there.
My golly.
Well, it sounds like that's what he has to do. Like, if he goes to a restaurant or whatever, he has to literally just, like, hey, put me in a room somewhere, you know, hang out for a little bit. Get something to eat.
Especially in Cincinnati. I think in L.A. he'd be okay. New York, he'd be okay. Some of the bigger – Atlanta. The bigger cities, he'd be okay. But, like, Cincinnati – pretty much anywhere in Ohio, he's going to get mobbed. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, he's not going to show up at the Cheesecake Factory like Baker Mayfield likes to visit.
No. You think Baker's coming back?
I wanna sign Bates, but I'm looking at it from the future aspect when it comes to issues besides in the locker room and money wise, because we're seeing these contracts that are going for these safeties and stuff. And everybody knows that we can afford these guys. Like, we just had Joe Goodberry on just last week, and Joe Goodberry ran it down like tooth and nail of how and why. And it made sense. But when you're looking at it from a bold blank standpoint, you see the contract that was just given, you know, that was a pretty big contract.
To Minka Fitzpatrick. And
Bates is better than him.
Mm-hmm. That's debatable.
Okay,
debatable.
Right. Okay, I think Bates is better if Bates plays 2020 Bates, not 2021 Bates. If he plays
playoff, even in the playoff Bates, like playoff Bates, which that sounds dirty somehow, but playoff Bates was real good. Like
you guys got to – think about it this way too, like on the field, but off the field,
in the locker room and stuff.
Joe Burrow said he's such a important piece in the locker room, and I think that's what failed us in the playoffs over the years we didn't have it, because when Carson went down and they said the locker room just fell apart at halftime, and I think this team, even obviously Burrow's a catalyst, but if Burrow went down, I don't think this team would fall apart in the locker room, so to speak. It would just be a talent issue if they lost. Right. He's a big part of that.
Yeah.
Shout out my boy Graham. That's not the one I wanted. This one right here. It says, can we bring back Perfect? How did you feel?
That actually did not say Perfect. That said, like, can we bring back a buffet or buffet?
Buffet.
What the?
Buffet. I knew what my man went. But how did you I think that as much as about goon as the reason why I wanted to bring that up, as much as a goon as he was, and he got us in trouble at certain times, there's one thing that I hold true with Jesse Bates, is that 2020 we truly found our leader on our defense. And even with the faulty year with like 8 games, he had the interview of I'm thinking about my contract, my money and such. I'm not really playing with a clear head. And then he came back. Second half of the season, he did fairly well. And then playoffs, he did pretty good. We still need the perfect, but without, the problems. And Jesse Bates is crushing people, and he's getting interceptions at clutch moments, and he's leading the defense. Perfect was a goon, and everybody was like, we'll follow this guy. He's gonna kill somebody one of these days. We're gonna follow him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, that's my part for it. I think we need to have that person. I mean, you have Trey, you have Sam, and everybody of that nature. That is a good player, but they're not Jesse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like Joe Goodberry said, Jesse wants $36 million guaranteed or whatever, 36, 37, whatever it is. The thing the Bengals need to do is they start pushing some of these contracts out. If he wants $36 million guaranteed and he's wanting $16, $17 million a year, whatever it equals out to be, just do 4 or 5 this year and then push it out to where you can fit in all these other contracts that you need to fit in. It's all about the guaranteed dollars for these guys.
Mm-hmm. And we got a we got a quarterback that we know is going to structure his contract to be team friendly. We know that about Joe Burrow.
The best he can. He's still going to want his money. Like,
he's still going to get $50 million a year. But,
oh, Burrow?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but he's going to structure in a way like, okay, what do we need? We need a guard. Okay, I'll take less this year, so you can sign this guy this year. He's going to work with the team. You just know he's that type of dude, like a Brady.
Right.
Hey, hold on, guys. I can't. I'm not sleeping in the fucking garage tonight. So this is my wife, and she said, "Gary, what was your favorite part of the Super Bowl?"
When after we went up after the T. Higgins interception, and then we intercepted Stafford on the first play when they got the ball back. Was it Von Bell that intercepted it? Who intercepted that ball?
No, that was Bates. That was Bates, yeah.
Bates
in the end zone.
I think that was Von. I think that was
third quarter, right when we scored, first play, Rams get the ball back. We pick it off. The first pass Stafford throws. I don't know if it was the first or second down. It was the first pass he threw.
It's the only game I haven't been able to watch back, Gary. So
I've only watched it back a second time.
Well, we were up, and I just went, "Oh, that was the moment I was shaking people around me, going, 'Holy,
like, God, yeah, like, early.
We're yeah, up.'" Because that's the exact moment that I think I kind of like had so much adrenaline I started to black out a little bit, and I was like, I had no idea what was happening. I was like, "We might win the fucking Super Bowl right now."
Oh my God!
Yeah, that was that 2015 feeling right before the
bubble. You asshole!
Yeah,
no, but wow. Like that feeling that you have. We're talking about a Super Bowl loss, right?
Right. So, no, I get you.
The damn question was your favorite moment. So it was just that interception.
That interception went to pain.
Why does it always go to fucking pain with us?
I know, right?
God damn it! I about hit my hand that I just got stitches in.
That's Bengals fan. That tells me he's diehard. Right there.
It happens every time on the show. We'll have so
every
much
time,
fun and we will just roll slowly into the pain mobile. And we're like, oh,
we need
to. We're happy now. We're happy. Be happy.
Nah, there wasn't a doubt in any playoff game that we were in it. Even the Chiefs game, I was like, we're good. We're not gonna roll over. There wasn't a doubt in my mind. I was like,
I had no problem with the Chiefs game. Even when we were down, I was like, don't worry. Like,
you were blacked out, you fucking liar.
No, I know. Let me finish. I was like, maybe my drinking didn't answer that way. But in my head, I go, we got this shit. Don't worry. We did this shit just a couple weeks ago. But in my head, I'm like, we are one game away from the fucking Super Bowl. I'm going to drink a little bit just to get over this because this is scary.
Okay, I've only been on 32 minutes, and your podcast should be Brews and Bengals, not Bengals and Brews. I fixed it backwards.
Definitely.
Yeah,
you're not wrong.
I love that. I absolutely
like
love that.
The first couple episodes we had. We started off real strict Bengals, and then we're like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just have fun.
That's every podcast, though. Every podcast is you got this whole agenda, and then it just goes left. You're like, well, we did this whole episode, and we started talking about something that had nothing to do with the Bengals.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, if you ever get bored in your time of recovery and you want to see something that has almost absolutely nothing to do with the Bengals, go back to last week's on our episode when we had the Bangalorean on and we had the Goodberry brothers that we talked maybe 30 minutes of Bengals out of like a 2-hour thing. Maybe 30 minutes. We had a whole bunch of masks on at one time. They have like Mandalorian helmets and everything. It was unreal.
Yeah.
Are you guys season ticket holders? Say again?
Are you season ticket holders?
Dale and I are, yes.
Yeah, this will be my just second year. Same for you, Derek, right?
So we will, So we will be at doing the stadium tour tomorrow, actually, which will be a lot of fun. Which actually, Gary, you've got a pretty interesting story with that comes to not really stadium tours, but the Pittsburgh versus the Bengals kind of thing. And I know you've told that story once before, but if you wanted to go on that, go on that one a little
bit. When you were at a Pittsburgh game and you had to crack out the military.
Oh, the fan. Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you for your service, by the way.
Yes, absolutely.
This is 2005.
Hey, cheers for your service right here.
Thank you, guys. I have nothing.
Pain meds, hopefully.
Everything is over there, and I can't get up to reach anything. So I'm just like, look, I got hotel.
We'll have to get you back on when you're able to boot, scoot, and boogie, and then we can have a splendid time with some other brews.
Well, the story is, it was 2005. That was the year. That was the game that TJ wiped the dirty towel on his cleats.
Mm-hmm.
We came back. The game was back and forth. And that year I knew we had a better team than Pittsburgh. We had a squad. Yeah. And man, we go up when Tab Perry returned that kickoff. It was a kickoff or a punt. Returned it, and I'm going nuts. And I'm always careful not to curse. Not to go in on the other team. I just root for my team when you're on the road. When it can get violent, you know?
Especially back in the day on Pittsburgh turf, you kind of had to tread lightly over there.
I'm bangled out. So the guy goes, I'm just standing going, yes! And then the guy, like, two, three rows up behind me, he goes, hey, man, you stand up one more time, we're going to have some problems. And I was like, I just got back from Iraq. I can't help but play the Pittsburgh. I just want to go see the Pittsburgh play. And with the same anger, he goes, I'm sorry. And like everyone around me started doing what you guys just did, offer me drinks. Hey, man, appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. Protecting the country. I'm like, yeah, no problem.
You're so much. Like, what the fuck just happened, dude? I just rooting for my team. Oh,
like, my buddy was like, what the fuck was that? I go, we ain't getting our ass beat, right? We're good.
Yeah. You should have just said, you're welcome.
Right?
Welcome. Oh.
The best was the I'm so sorry funny. With the same intensity. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
That's hilarious. Holy shit. So how many stadiums have you been to? You've been to Pittsburgh, of course.
Just about all my I can tell you what I haven't been to. Haven't been to Kansas City's, New England.
You have some big teams that you're saying already. You haven't.
I was
going to
say Kansas City. I heard that was beautiful. My buddy Jeff went to that AFC championship game. Said it was the fans were awesome too.
Kansas City,
Green Bay,
New England.
Cold weather shit. Gary said nope.
Yeah, that might be it. That might be it.
Awesome.
Let me see. I've been to Miami, been to Jacksonville, been to Atlanta, Charlotte, all the AFC North, Indianapolis, Houston, Dallas, Washington. Haven't been to a game in Philly. Been to the stadium, but not for a game.
Yeah.
A game in Philly.
I feel like that's just a whole
part. Is that what I get for putting your question on? You bring me a Jaeger bomb? Thanks, babe. You ask another question and bring me another one back.
That's
the same stadium. Huh?
What's the most beautiful stadium that you've been to? Is it L.A. or is
SoFi. I thought it'd be Dallas, but SoFi by far.
Now, I've heard.
Just a fucking – just an arena of arenas, I tell you.
Yeah.
Just see.
Well, I will say –
it doesn't sit high. It's in a hole. So when you get there, it's not like a stadium where you're looking up 500 feet. It's not that high up. And then you're like, you walk down into the stadium.
Oh, wow.
So like, yeah, it's like when you walk, it'd be like walk into the Bengal stadium and you're like, you're damn near at the third level almost.
Mm-hmm.
Just walking in.
Oh, shit. I had no idea about that. Wow.
Yeah,
I know they a couple billion dollars well spent.
Yeah, I was going to say there was it Allegiant Stadium that a lot of people said was really nice too. Have you been? You've been to that one?
What city is that?
Vegas.
I went last year. That's when I hurt my knee.
Oh, did you? Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, thanks for the painful memories, Derek. Yep. You're 3-for-2 now. Right?
Once again,
I went to that first one, Baltimore and the Raiders.
Nice.
That's nice, but it ain't SoFi. It's dope as hell, but it's just not SoFi.
Yeah. Hey, Cap disagrees. He said there's no personality at SoFi. He went to the Super Bowl as well.
Yeah. Well, I disagree.
Well, you Cap, were you in row one? Because Gary was. All kinds of damn personality in row one.
Yeah. I doubt Dallas. I mean, obviously, Jerry Jones is going to have a nice stadium. That's got the best scoreboard. Because I went to that Bengals game about 6 years ago. We lost 28-14. That was a 2016 game.
I'm sick and tired of hearing these stories of us losing, God damn it.
Well, it's our history, you know.
I know it's funny because we always go to pain. But he goes,
Steelers game that we won. I just talked about
it. We lost 24-13 that year. And
well, I remember that game.
That year, we lost 34-3. But the following year.
I just talked about us being the Steelers in 2005.
Yeah. Dude, I love Gary, I love that team too. I don't know about you. Like, I love this season and I love Joe Burrow, but honestly, there's something about that 2005 team. Maybe it was just when the Bengals hooked me like completely was that season. Like Chad and his personality and those guys. Like,
yep, yeah.
But we had a good squad that year. Jeez,
yeah. We're putting out videos of Bootsy Collins that year, and the players are rapping in them. Like,
yeah, I think that team was. I mean, as far as any other team, very, very comparable to this year. We had a really stout defense. You know,
I was just asking Gary what he thought, what his favorite team was.
This year. We went to the Super Bowl, man.
You can't fight for any other team except for this year. I mean, come on.
But this year was so much fun because it was unexpected. Everybody had said, we're lucky to win five games. They kind of was like still kind of dog and burrow. Look, if we diehard Bengal fans, we saw it coming last year. He was like, he's starting to pick teams apart. And even that Colts game where I saw an interview after they lost, and he said when he got picked off, we got a ball back with like 2 minutes left, and Burrow went, the guy did some kind of coverage and da-da-da. He goes, how did I not see that? And you can tell by the way he said it, I go, oh, he's never going to make that mistake again.
Yeah.
Literally like, how did I not see that? So you can tell he's learning. Man, so this year I kept telling people, I go, Burrow's different. So I was talking to an agent friend of mine about Joe Burrow, and I said, what makes him different? Like, different? He said his dog is different than any of these other first or second pick white quarterbacks. They said because a lot of the picks, they got options. Andrew Luck, that's why he left. He knows he's got options. You know, the Sam Darnold, they go, he's Southern California guy. He's like, football, I'm just good at it, but it's not my passion. They go, where Burrow's from in Athens, Ohio, his only way out was football. They're not telling him you're going to be a doctor or a lawyer. So in his brain, even though he's not from poverty, he was surrounded by it and sees all these kids that never get out. He's just like, yo, I play football. There's no plan B. I'm going to play football and I'm going to make it.
Yeah.
So his dog is just different, man. It's so
different. He even said in the Chris Sims or video they had, he's like said something about how, you know, after 3 years, he's like, I guess I'm just going to be an investment banker or something like that, you know? So,
yeah. So now oh my God, it's just different. He's not going to let himself fail.
Well, his family, like Nebraska, which has such a great history college wise, Nebraska don't offer him, you know, even when Joe left Ohio State, Nebraska didn't want him.
Yeah.
Like, that's the craziest thing to me.
But if you look at his story, you almost can't blame the colleges. Like, he hadn't played at Ohio State, and they're looking at Ohio State like there's all that talent around him. None of the quarterbacks ever pan out in the NFL. I don't know about this guy.
The story of Joe Burrow when it comes to the Bengals for who he was in college and who he was going into it and then who he is now as a Bengals, he is a Bengals quarterback. He was a guy that was underestimated. He kept grinding. He kept learning. He was fucking knowledgeable as hell. He had the grit and the want to be who he was. And then he finally got an opportunity that senior year to just fucking explode. And he did exactly what he needed to do. And he had no doubt in the world that he was going to do that. Then he came in rookie year, and he came in with some problems because of our team as it was. But then a faulty little accident happened. And I don't know about you guys, but give it a week. I was maybe hurt for a week.
Are you all right, brother?
Meet my knee?
Yeah. I seen you moving it around like.
No, I'm good.
I wanted to check.
Okay. I got about 13 minutes. I got to get back on this game-ready ice machine.
All right.
Now we're off. I can't even notice that. I was like,
Yeah, dude. I'm doing that with my. I was doing that with my hand, and then I look over and I see you going with your leg, and I'm like, damn it, me and Gary like an old couple right now down here on the bottom row.
You and your drunken stupor caught all that.
I love it. No, I wanted to tie that together because you have Joe as this guy who's still right now, even after being in the Super Bowl, is still getting looked down. Like Gary mentioned, he goes, I love it. He goes, I love it when people look us down. And like last year, they were looking us down when we made it to the Super Bowl. We're coming on this offseason right now. We're still getting looked down. Gary, and that's where I want to lead into this year because we got a new season. We even got a better team, I think, than we did last year. We got an improved offensive line. You see the schedule that we have, and I'm going to save you the troubles before you have to say this. The second half is hard as hell. We've had this multiple times on this episode or on this podcast. But how do you feel about the schedule we have coming up?
17-0.
There it is. Love it. Love it.
I'm like, the schedule's hard. I didn't even pick that up.
Damn. We have Big Dick Joe, you know, not trying to Dick pick it.
Can't forget we got Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, looking at that schedule, scared?
With a full, healthy offseason?
Like this. Yeah. We're going to Tampa. We're going to pass the guard. Yeah.
Good job. Oh, I love that.
We'll take this from here, bro.
That's who he reminds me of, honestly, is Tom Brady.
Yeah. Because
it's the whole work your ass off. It's the mindset. It's the, like, I'm going to win. I'm going to find a way to win.
He's right there. Like, you say Tom Brady. I always say Joe Montana.
That was my second, like, comparison, which Tom Brady loved Joe Montana.
Yeah, it's like, okay, yeah, LeBron or Kobe. You're good either way.
Right. Michael Jordan, LeBron, Kobe, yeah. You know, Michael you're Jordan, fine. Kobe, LeBron.
Yeah, right. Any organization, you're fine. Because I'm just with Montana, it was the same thing. He didn't have the strongest arm, you know, but he just made everybody better around him. And he could read defenses. And he just uplifted the whole team. And you always felt like he was going to win at the end.
For sure.
It's exciting time, man.
It's a lot better than what Andy Dalton was doing for us.
All right, we got about 10 more minutes with Gary. Arrow, I've cut you off a few times, so give us your best question that you want to bring up and talk about with Gary before he's got to get off here.
All right, let's go strictly Bengals. What was your guys' thoughts, everybody, go around the clock here, on
$8 million a year
for Larry O. What do you think about that?
See, my thing is, We get so caught up trying to be GMs and getting in everybody's pockets. I'm just like this. I don't give a shit what they make. Of course, I want them on the Bengals, but I'm just like, all right, let's keep it moving.
Well, yeah. I felt bad when the Bears pulled that deal from him for a physical because, like, that was his time to make the money. Other teams might have passed that physical, and he could have got similar money. So I thought he got screwed out of about $35-40 million. I was like, man, Larry got hosed. Is what I thought originally.
Yeah, you know, he's been signed by all four teams now. And the AFC.
Not the Ravens yet.
Was he drafted? No, he wasn't drafted by the
Ravens. He was drafted by the Browns.
At some point, he's been on all four teams.
Not yet. Not yet. He's got one left.
Oh, he was it the Ravens?
He hasn't been on the Ravens.
Yeah, you guys are right. Sorry, I thought I had some breaking news.
I got a fun fact. Wait, no,
I should, and me, like me over here, and nobody, I should be like, yeah, Gary, you're right. Gary, you're right. Gary, you're right.
Come on. I get off after an hour. That knee's got his head fucked up. He ain't no shit about it.
Gary was right. Gary, you're right, Gary. Gary, next time you're in Cincinnati, you want to contact me for some tickets? You were right the whole episode. It was Derek. He was interrupting me too much.
No, let's talk about that real quick. When's your next? When are you going back on the tour or whatever?
Tours. I took a month off to let my knee heal, and then I hit Naples, Florida first because I think I still might be in a brace by mid July, and that's a perfect place to go on stage with shorts and a brace. Nobody's looking at you sideways.
Hell yeah!
And, hopefully the brace over after that, but. The website's GaryOwen.live.
Has all your dates.
Tour dates are at. All my tour dates are on there. I'm constantly touring. It doesn't stop. I don't hit anywhere where you guys live. I don't know why. It's weird.
Bullshit.
Portsmouth, Ohio?
We got to put that together, Gary. Gary, I'm going to contact you. We're going to book you. We're going to book you, all right? We got
I was like, Gary, watch out for them needles. Don't step on them.
Yeah. We got a really good question from one of our fans here, Greg. Greg asks, Gary, what celebrity do you know personally is a Bengals fan?
Man. Nick Lachey? That's probably the only one. Well, Bootsy Collins.
Yeah.
Bootsy Collins and Nick Lachey are both subs, and they're diehard. What's crazy, do you guys know the singer Miguel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His manager is a diehard Bengals fan. And Miguel came to one of my shows about 5-6 years ago, and the guy just pulls his eye and goes, hey, you like the Bengals? And I go, yeah. And then me and him are like this now. He didn't work for Miguel anymore, but we're still cool. And he texts me. I took him to his first Bengals game down in Cincinnati like 3 years ago.
Hell yeah.
It was dope, but it was just like, he pulled me aside and I go, you're lying. Like, anytime you meet a Bengals fan, I'm like, shut up. Here's what's crazy. I'm in Italy last month on vacation.
Okay.
And I get there and I get to Florence. I walk out of my hotel. I turn the corner. First thing somebody says is, what's up, Gary Owen? Who day, baby? I said, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me.
That's the Joe Gary Burrow said, effect. Gary Burrow.
Said, the fact that he knows who I am. He's a Bengals fan? Oh, shit. What's up?
I don't know if he was a Bengals fan. He knew I was, though.
I love it.
But also, hold on. You're in Italy, and the guy knew who you were? I got to run the graphic one time, Gary.
No, let me just. Here's the best part about Italy, about getting stopped. I haven't really traveled overseas that much into Europe, so I don't know if my stand-up has gotten that far, right? So we're at the Amalfi Coast. We're sitting at this little beach spot, just having drinks, me and my buddies.
Oh yeah, Amalfi Coast. I was just there the last few weekends.
Yeah, it's right down the street. Right.
I'm like, one of these guys are gonna do it. Damn it!
So we're sitting there, and this guy turns around and goes, "Hey, are you Gary Owen?" And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, yeah, can we get a picture? And I said, no problem. And I could tell they got accents. Well, they're from Ireland. And I'm going, you guys know me? And they go, yeah. And I thought my buddies was messing with me. I go, you told them. And he goes, no, we didn't see shit. So then the guy goes, okay, here's one better. The guys get a picture of me. One guy's name is Gary. The other guy's name is Owen.
Oh, go, God.
You're shitting me right now. So Gary Owen get a picture with Gary and Owen.
That is wonderful. I love that.
Gary Owen was in a Gary Owen sandwich, guys.
Hey, we heard it here first, but that'll be on a special at some point. That'll be on the Gary Owen comedy special some way, somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah, blew my mind. Because I didn't know if I didn't, you know, I don't know. I know YouTube translates, but I know most of my specials have been on Showtime, so I don't know if Europe has Showtime like that. So it was it was cool to get people stopping you in another country like that and just saying you made them laugh. You know what I mean?
Shit, yeah. I get that from a different town from my other podcast, and I'm like, you know me? Oh, my God. I'm a celebrity. So I can only imagine you go to a different country, and you're like, what the hell?
Travis, did you just compare yourself to Gary Owen?
A little bit. You know, small steps.
Come on, man. Travis killing it at Cracker Barrel. Herschel T. podcast.
Oh shit! That's funny.
Gary's a trip, man. I got one question for you. I wanted to ask you, as a lifelong Bengals fan, born and raised in Cincinnati.
Well, you got 30 seconds.
One of my favorite questions. What is your favorite moment about being a Bengals fan besides this last year?
Man, about being a fan. I think it's just as far as like being a football fan in general, but just being a Bengals fan is you know, no matter what's going on in the world, and I think the media has a way of trying to draw people apart, but really, day to day, run into people get along pretty much. Right. Football is that one sport, man, that just brings everybody together. On Sundays, it doesn't matter where you're at. Like, if you run into another Bengals fan, you guys automatically bond, no matter what part of the country you're in or where you're at. So just those Sundays, man, no matter what's going on in my life, obviously everybody knows I'm going through a messy divorce. I mean, this season just couldn't have come at a better time for me personally. Just I was like, oh, I had every Sunday just to like decompress and watch. And I never went anywhere to watch the games. I only made two games this year live. I was touring so much, but I'd rather just watch it in my room or on my iPad. I didn't want to be bothered. I just wanted to sit and enjoy the game by myself. So, I mean, that's the best part of being a fan, because it's just no matter what's going on in your life, those Sundays, well, This year we're gonna have a lot of Mondays and some Thursdays and everything else.
Yeah,
we got six of them. We got six late nights.
It's an escape. It's an escape from the rest of reality for, you know, those few hours where you can just be dialed in with that, man.
And they have a team now that we never feel like we're out of it. There's nothing like. I always like would wonder, like, what's it like to have a franchise quarterback? What is that like?
Once again, 05, I thought we had our guy.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Kimo von Ohlhofen.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like that hot wing special where everybody's sitting around a table. It's like, it's a nice way to end this episode where you go, who would have thought? Who would have thought? You know, who would have thought?
Yeah, look at us. Look at us.
Look at us. You know, who would have thought?
Yeah. But even as good as Carson Palmer was, like, it's a different feeling with Burrow. It just feels different.
It's the mindset he has.
Yeah.
Palmer had the physical tools, you know.
In my opinion, it's a swagger. It's absolutely the swagger. Oh. Carson Palmer carried himself like he was uncertain at times. And Joe Burrow, even if he throws an interception, he walks off. And like Gary said earlier, he'll never do that again. And like you even go, you're like, all right, we're good. Don't worry.
Oh, and he'll be in a fur by December. Guarantee he shows up in a fur.
And just because that one person said something stupid, he's gonna come in just balls to the wall every episode or not every game.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Is it my turn to get my Gary Owen in?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Go right ahead.
All right.
He's got his thing going on. Hurry up, bro.
I'm not. I'm just gonna say, Gary, I'm honored that you came on this podcast because literally when I started this with Derek, I was like, if I could just get Gary Owen on the show, I would be happy. I don't care what we do. Gary Owen, that's the guy I want to have on. He's hilarious. I love all your stuff. And you're a Bengals fan. We're all Bengals fans. So I'm like, that's a dream guest for this show. We just want to have fun with it and also talk Bengals here and there.
Nice.
And
look, guys, I
promote your stuff and we'll let you out of here.
Yeah. Well, like I said, tour is always GaryOwen.live. I'll come on once I'm healthy and we can talk for a couple hours and I'll be more prepared, be more hydrated. But I'll come on like week 4 or 5 so we can actually talk about the season that's happened.
Perfect.
So when they're 5-0 and I said 17-0, you guys be like, damn, Gary.
I'll hold you to it, Gary. I'll hold you.
Hey, get some podcast, the movie, anything else?
No, man, people just find me. Just look me up. I'm worldwide, baby. I'm in Italy. I'm in Ireland.
All right. Hey, Gary, thanks for your time, man.
Thank you, guys.
Yes. Gary, thank you. Shout out, Gary. Thank you, sir.
Hey, guys, if you don't subscribe to us, are we done? Oh, is he gone? Are we still going?
Yeah, I thought we would continue for a little bit.
What, are you done?
No, I just wanted to give everybody knuckles real quick, dude. Thanks.
Knuckles up. Hey.
Wait, where's the camera?
Oh, shit. Boom. I don't have no.
Boom, everybody. Boom. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, shit. That was awesome, guys. I'm so glad that everybody had a great time. The comments were going crazy on this one. Sorry we couldn't throw everybody's out there. Crip had a fucking great question, and it was coming at the end, and I feel so bad for Crip because Crip's a fucking OG thing. But, guys, I guess we can probably answer this one for him. Even though it says Mr. Gary, Mr. Dale, Derek, Travis, what's your favorite second helmet would you like for the Bengals to come out with this year?
All white.
The white helmet with black stripes or the black helmet with orange stripes or the throwback helmet. What are you guys thinking?
Low key, honestly, my favorite helmet is the black one with the orange stripes. I just don't think they're going to do it. So that's why I always say the white stripes one because I think it's either throwback or the white one that they're likely to do.
I think it's safe to say the most likely that the black stripe, the white helmet with the black stripes is going to come into play. I ain't mad about that at all because I honestly, the more I look at that photo, it's clean as hell.
Okay, I agree to a certain extent with that. My only thing is like I forget who posted it yesterday or the day before yesterday. It looks okay, but I'm still a fan of the orange with black stripes, you know. And then along with that, like. If you're going to pick one, I would go throwback. Just go throwback on everything, you know?
Yeah. Travis, what one for you? And then let's wrap this up. And if you guys want to do a after dark episode, because the Gary Owen should be the Gary Owen episode, right?
Yeah, let's do it too. Yeah. Let's do that, guys.
And then maybe we'll hop back on here in about a half an hour.
And we can have a goddamn hoot and half. And I say, you know what? We'll talk about it later, but there might be a little bit of a Bengals party in here. Who knows?
Yeah, let's try to get the crew together for a little.
That's why I just said, Dale, about having a Bengals party.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm fucking agreeing with you, Travis.
Ladies.
Derek, shut up. The men are arguing right now, Derek.
Shut the fuck up, Dale. Shut up, Dale. Listen, Dale. We got this, all right?
Hey, shout out Hop and Sting Brewing and Brian Burton also.
Yeah. Hey, guys, okay, real quick, throw this up here again for you guys to read it while I'm doing it. Brimming Horn, you guys can get mead at a discount, alcohol at a discount for 15% off. It's a 2-bottle minimum. You guys have to be 21 or older to order. I'm sure everybody in here is because you all are fucking adults, okay?
You can tell right now. Absolutely.
Boy's been drinking
delicious.
Boy's been drinking fucking heavy. Derek, delicious. Hey, Derek, you've been drinking heavy. Yeah. How is that tasting? And she's gone, guys. Listen, BrimminghornMeadery.com. Use the promo code BengalBrew, no S. BengalBrews. Okay? That is the promo code for the fucking mead, guys. The mead for a discount. But follow us on all social media platforms. We are on Facebook at Bengals and Brews, Twitter, Bengals and Brews, TikTok, and Instagram, and subscribe on YouTube. Guys, if you have been on here on any other platform, go subscribe to us on YouTube. You can put your comments in here, and they'll come up on the screen right here. But, guys, what a great episode. Round of applause for the crew right now. Round of applause, everybody. Oh, he can't clap. I've been trying to clap everybody, and I realize he can't.
I was going to say, pat yourself on the back.
Hey, do this. There you go. All right, guys. We'll catch you guys here in a minute. All right. But love you guys. Roll us out, Dale. Now, go. Hurry up. Now, go.